Hey, what's up, guys? And welcome back to Life with Style. I'm your host, Guy Vaught, and this is episode number 2. Today, I have a really good friend of mine coming on board, Mr. Luke Martin. Him and his wife, Randy, are the owners of Dragon's Lair's Comics and Games in Mililani Malka on the island of Oahu, Hawaii. If you guys do not know where Mililani Malka is located, if you're coming out of Waikiki, you head up the freeway on the H1, then you merge onto the H2 North as you're heading to the North Shore. Get off on the Mililani Malka exit, and you will see a shopping center to your left. As soon as you get off the freeway, you will see a Long's and a McDonald's in that shopping center, and Dragon's Lair sits in the back corner. It is a must-stop shop when you come out to Oahu, or if you live on Oahu, come out and support. They have a lot of great products, from Japanese toys to comic books to just cool books in general, and just a lot of cool shit in that shop. So make sure you stop by, say hi to Luke and his wife, and support the shop. So today, Luke and I are going to talk about comic books, games, music, skating, lifestyle, all different types of stuff. What's happening in the business market out here in Hawaii, and just do what we always do. Shoot the shit, have a good time. Luke and I have known each other for over 5 years. I live right across the street from the shop, so you can imagine I spend quite a lot of time over there, and Luke and I are always talking and just having a good time. So sit back, relax, enjoy the episode, and welcome back once again to Life with Style, episode number 2. Hey, what's up, guys? And welcome back to Life with Style. I'm your host, Guy Vaught, and we're here with a super good friend of mine, Luke Martin, owner of Dragon's Lair Comics in Mililani Malka. Super cool cat, like I said. So what's up, Luke? How you doing, man?
I'm all right, Guy. I'm chilling, man. Just coming off a new comic day. Exciting stuff. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Super stoked to have you on the show. Obviously, we hang out a lot. I live right across the street from the shop, so Luke and I are always shooting the shit, having fun. So just a quick backdrop, like, how did you grow up in Hawaii? I know, like, you're not maybe originally from here, but how you got over to Hawaii, and then I know you skated and you're into music and all that good stuff, so it's not just comics and games.
No, oh man, gosh, it's kind of a doozy, dude. I think I could do like a whole podcast on how I got here, but I guess that could be said for everybody. Popped over in 95 when I was 13, and just out of boredom, I kind of took up skating and comics, of all things, all hobbies, right? The beaches were kind of full. I would sponge it up every now and then when I could, but as far as actually like getting out there and with a board, not so much. Jaws kind of ruined that for me as a kid. I couldn't even go in a pool by myself for the longest time, bro, without having that fear of a shark looming in the dark spot at the pool. My brother was a big reader. And he was into comics, and that's kind of how I got into this stuff. There's a lot to cover, man. I'm kind of a mystic that way.
Cool, right on, man. See, I told you guys this podcast is going to be loosey-goosey and a lot of fun. So when you and Randy decided to open the shop, how long have you guys been open, and like what kind of made you guys want to go that direction as far as opening your guys' own shop up?
It's something we always humored. Doing our own business. I've been in retail the bulk of my professional career, and retail management, that sort of thing, and you just kind of pick things up on your own, and how to do things, and one thing leads to another, and most people, I think, in retail management at one point think, I could do this. You have that moment, I could do it too, you know? And that's kind of what happened to us. So we just went balls to the wall, did the whole I'd rather try it and fail than never try it at all mentality. And why the fuck we chose comic books, I don't know. We probably should have shot for a bar or something a little bit more lucrative, like a casino somewhere or something, I don't know. But yeah, man, that's it. We were just a couple of geeks, you know? Using it as an excuse to get the fucking perks. Promos are nice, man.
There you go, for sure. And I know this, like, as a customer, I mean, I've known you now for like 5 years. And, I mean, one of the things that obviously when I first came in the shop, I noticed, and I know a lot of people do, you guys are always playing super solid music, man. So I know you're into bands. And what kind of bands did you grow up on?
Kind of everything in the skating community. You kind of, at least it was, and I think it still is to a certain degree, you kind of had the, it was like a culmination, a hodgepodge of all the outcast kids. You had hip-hop kids, you had punk rockers, you had the metal heads, you know, even the Norwegian death metal cats. Everything from Woo to Black Flag to Tom Waits to I like it all, man. And that's another reason I highly recommend opening your own shop. You get to listen to whatever the fuck you want. You don't have to listen to these prefab corporate bullshit mixtapes.
It's nice, dude. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you can't go wrong with that. And then, you know, like, just so people know what the shop's about a little bit, if you're coming out to Hawaii for the first time, you guys are obviously Mililani Malka. If you guys are coming out of Waikiki, like I said in the intro, you come up the H1, you hop onto the H2 north as you're going out to the North Shore. You get off on Mililani Malka exit. You'll see a shopping center to your left-hand side. You'll see a McDonald's and a Long's, and Dragon's Lair sits in the back corner. It's a must-stop shop for sure. So if people are going to stop by for the first time, what are some of the things that they're going to see in here that set your shop apart maybe from other shops in and around Oahu?
Set us apart from other shops. It's kind of a undescribable ambiance kind of vibe we got going on. We don't necessarily have more than anyone else does per se, but it's just a good vibe in here. The place is bright, the place is clean. The missus loves ordering weird, cute things from Japan. I love comic books. We dabble in gaming. Open for ordering within reason. Just check us out, man. You know, it's really the formula that's always been for comic shops. And, you know, people always ask when the bubble bursts, what you gonna do? There's always gonna be a comic shop somewhere in some dirty little strip mall in a corner with a guy from The Simpsons behind the counter yelling at kids, you know? So, variety. You know, if you've been to comic shops before, more of the same. If you've never been to comic shops, it's like Big Bang's theory, but less friendly.
Right on. And I know we always talk about music. Yeah, totally, man. I know we always talk about it too, is definitely kind of, you know, convention season and the different conventions that do come to Hawaii. What do you think needs to improve in that market?
In the convention market? Well, the thing with business, whether it's putting on shows or putting on conventions or running a store, is realizing that is not necessarily one thing per se, but there's always, you got to have the mentality where there's always area for improvement, man. You can say that creatively, artistically, you know, intellectually, that just keep focusing on bettering instead of rolling around in your own revelry, you know, focus on next year, maybe increase advertising a little bit, that sort of thing, you know, focus on guests. Yeah. get a pulse of the people that are going to your fucking events. What do they want to see, you know? That's another podcast too, man. Yeah. We can go on and on and on and on. Yeah,
right on, for sure. Obviously we live in Hawaii, it's a smaller market, we're out here in the middle of the ocean. What are some of the advantages and disadvantages of being a business owner in Hawaii?
Advantages are just the assortment of individuals that pop through here. I mean, we're on the way to the North Shore. We get Aussies out here, and we get folks from Japan and every friggin' state on the mainland comes through here as they go out to sunset. So that's very cool. Just downside is, in the same regard that you get people from all walks of life, from all over the place every day, you lose people all the time too. It's a rotating door of people, man. You meet someone cool and they're moving next week, you know? That and shipping sucks. Paying for shit to get to the middle of the fucking ocean is terribly expensive, and I don't fucking recommend it at all, unless you're shipping money.
There you go. There's the truth of the matter right there. So, anyways, what do you see maybe for, you know, you guys in the next 3 to 5 years?
Writing out our lease and having as much fun as possible with this opportunity that we've we've gotten. And not necessarily gotten. I mean, worked hard to be in the position that we're in. So 3 to 5 years, more the same. Times two. Ideally.
There you go. And let's just, I guess, get back to music, too, because you and I love to talk about music. What are some of the most current things you're listening to as far as bands? Is there anybody out there right now that you're pretty stoked to be listening to? Like, anybody the last 3 to 5 years that's really got you pumped up?
Oh, dude, there's so much. I've been listening to a lot of The Sword the last couple of days. I don't know what the fuck my problem is, but I'm in need of some wizard rock lately. So a lot of The Sword, a lot of Black Sabbath. I try to catch the new stuff. I don't get to... The one thing that being a business owner has done is made me less of a consumer, man. I'm like buying things to sell to people, not necessarily for myself. I fucking can't tell you when the last time I bought something for myself was Wizard Rock all day, every day. And no effects. You can't go wrong with some fucking Fat Mike. Gotta love Fat Mike. But that's you, man. You're the one that introduces me to the new and exciting. My regular Andrew introduced me to the fantastic Detroit act, I believe, called the Dirt Bombs. And yeah, that's it. That's it. I'm on a Wizard Rock binge. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me, guy.
I know you get obviously a lot of customers that are into, you know, comics and talking about comics. I know, it's just getting to know you. You love to have people come in here and not always talk about comics. So maybe, you know, if you can talk about that a little bit and, you know, just some of the stuff you like outside of being here at the shop. Is there any other hobbies you're into or any other cool stuff that you're into, or just as a business owner, you just don't have time these days?
It's if you asked me what I liked, I couldn't give you an answer. And it's kind of sad, you know? I couldn't even tell you what the shop is kind of a hobby in the sense that it's also people don't, I guess they don't really see it, but I mean it is a kind of an artistic expression in its own regard. This thing is I'm living at Bob's Burgers life right now. I'm doing everything but fucking sleeping in the goddamn shop, you know. Yet anyway, I guess it's kind of sad. I need to get a hobby, guy. We should start putting fucking ships together in bottles or something, you know? Let me know. I'm in. I told you I wanted to start a fucking dodgeball league. Right. I'm down to do a Renaissance fair. I'm down for nothing but an afternoon of stupidity. But I kind of need someone to grab me by the hand and take me to Disneyland, you know?
Cool. Yeah, definitely, for sure.
It's not cool, guy.
It's not cool.
How sad I was.
All right, Luke says it's not cool.
I have no hobbies.
So the man says he has no hobbies. It's all good. But I definitely enjoy hanging out in the shop. Like I said, I spend a lot of time over here. Luke and I are always shooting the shit and just having a good time. So I wanted this episode to really reflect that. And I'm super stoked you guys opened up, for sure. It's just a killer shop, and I definitely want people to know what's up and come out and support the shop, for sure. Moving forward, what do you see happening in comics and games right now? Is there anything that's kind of trending really, really well?
There's a lot of good titles on the shelf. But right now, it seems like for the big two, the money's in the movies. And it's the reason guys go to the shop every Wednesday morning. We get it, you know? We're there, too, watching it. But keep an eye on the indies. There's a lot of good stuff going on in Image, you know? There's a lot of good books in Dark Horse and Vault and Aftershock. I mean, I could go on and on with all these, about all these other publishers that aren't necessarily on Joe Schmo's, the tip of their tongue. Because everyone's got fucking Thanos on the brain. That's really the only thing that's happening right now. There's a whole lot of fucking Thanos and a whole lot of Venom lately. Maybe when that's made its billions of dollars, we'll move on to the next thing. But it's the same stuff that they've been doing since the 80s, you know? It's fun to see. It's all second nature to me because I live in this shit. But I don't know. Comics will always be around. People ask all the time, like, what are you going to do when comics die? Digital's going to kill fucking comic books. I genuinely believe they'll continue to be around in one way or another. It's just people are aware of them now, so people automatically assume that everything's got an expiration date on it. But it goes back to the lonely guy in a strip mall fucking comic shop sitting by himself in his castle, you know? We're always going to be somewhere, right?
Definitely, for sure. And then what advice would you give to any new young guns maybe thinking about opening up their own shop, or what it's like to, you know, what to expect if you are going to open up your own business on the small scale? Like, obviously, you're taking out the trash, you're doing the ordering, you're doing all that stuff, you know, I talk about all the time. Is there any advice you can give maybe a kid that's at UH right now or coming out of high school that not doesn't want to go to college and just, you know, says, hell, I'm just going to jump right into opening up my own shop, or whether it be a clothing line or any type of small business? Like, what type of advice would you have for somebody coming out and putting it on the line at an early age?
It would be a combination of don't take people's fucking advice, you know, and just go for it. Just do it, man. I mean, when we were trying to get this business up and running, I mean, no one really thought it was a great idea. Why the fuck are you selling comic books in the middle of the island when major chains are closing and everyone's reading on their tablet, you know? But we just, it was back to that whole fuck it, you know? You only got one life. Whether that's the only guarantee we do have is that we're all gonna fucking be gone one day, and at least I want to try some shit before I'm in a rascal putzing around, you know. Go for it. It's cliche, it's corny, just do it. Just shut up shit or get off the pot. I mean, god, I was supposed to do this kind of shit 15 fucking years ago, but I was surrounded by talkers and not doers. Just do it. So what if you fail?
There's some good advice for you kids coming out of school. Shit or get off the pot, Luke says. So that's the advice for the day. Get on it, get in the game, or get or get out. So
don't.
Yeah, so definitely where can people find out about the shop that are on social media and all that stuff that don't have you guys, aren't following you guys on IG or Facebook? Is what's your guys's?
You can get us on Facebook at Dragon's Lair LLC. IG and Twitter, I believe you can find us pretty easily at Dragon's Lair Comics. Yeah. Reach out and touch somebody.
Right on. So let's get back to some fun stuff that we talk about. So when did you start skating? Were you like pretty young when you started skating? And where were some of your favorite spots out here in Hawaii?
I couldn't locate too many of the ramps back in the day. So when Lazy Bones was open, right by, I believe it was Market City, kind of under the overpass when it was actually a skate park there. I kind of got a deck and started doing the street stuff, mostly puttering around by myself, you know. I mean, it really was a new kid on the island, you know, no friends kind of fucking situation, you know, finding a reason not to be in the house all goddamn day. That was really it, man. I fell in love with it instantly. Love the street stuff, love you know, your Rodney Mullins, your Daewon Songs, that sort of thing. Oh my god, dude, those are my fucking idols, man. Yeah, still love it. I'm fucking older though, man, and my insurance isn't that great. This pops isn't about to drop in anytime soon, you know. I'll get out there early when no one's around to see me make an ass of myself and ride the transitions and shit. Feel what, 20 years younger again. But as far as doing like 10 sets, no, I'm good. I was never in those leagues anyway. It would be taking away from the people that are capable of fucking great things for me to sit here and bullshit you like I was a fucking pro or anything. But love skating, love it in all aspects of it, you know, just the people that are involved in it, the people that do it, and the art that it produces. So
definitely, man. I know you and I have been talking about it a lot lately, and obviously it's getting big on the mainland and things are changing. What businesses are you currently looking at out here in Hawaii? And like I said, I know you and I kind of talk about the marijuana thing blowing up and the dispensaries, and Hawaii is kind of trying to make that adjustment. What do you see happening in that market?
If Hawaii ever did, it could build a rail for its rails, man. I don't know what the holdup is, per se, but, obviously everyone's watching that industry. I mean, that could be good, that could be bad, because now you got everybody watching it, and you got some high rollers watching it too. So it's going to be kind of hard for the little guy to get a slice of that pretty soon. So another shit or get off the pot, kids. Get while the getting's good. As far as everything else, I don't know. It seems like as Amazon and companies like that are kind of reigning supreme, it's it's a good time for people that aren't necessarily trying to change the world more than they are just trying to find a little slice of it. Mom and pop shops could work, you know? Everyone's so afraid to open shit up now because all they think about is like Amazon and Walmart.com and shit like that. But I would argue that it's a perfect time for, you know, your mom and pops to resurface. So join me in the revolution.
There you go. So definitely, I know a lot of business people and are really preaching that right now. I see a lot of kids overthinking things, and it seems like this new generation, and you and I talk about it all the time, and a lot of older guys trying to mentor the younger kids coming up. You know, you're not going to get it right out of the gate, guys. It just doesn't.
Yeah,
exactly.
A generation of kids that don't know what it's like to thumb through a vinyl bin, you know, or, you know, we're never going to get like record stores per se, but even just the retail experience beyond a movie theater, the fucking mall, and Starbucks, you know? So introduce them to that shit, guys. That's what they fucking need. They're not listening to you. Were you fucking listening to anybody when you were their age? No, you weren't. You're waiting for them to shut the fuck up. So show them. Stop talking. Save your fucking breath.
I think we're going to end this podcast just on that note right there. That was pretty punk rock, if you ask me. So thanks again, Luke, for the time. I really appreciate it. I know the listeners are going to be stoked on this episode for sure. And thanks for all the advice. Is there anything you want to kind of say before you cash out?
Thanks for having me, man. I'm not going to plug the shop any more than you already have. But I was genuinely nervous, guy. You made me nervous, man. Thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun. Anytime. If you're ever bored and want to wander across the street again, you know where I'm at.
Cool. Well, thanks a lot, man, for getting Life with Style off the ground and being the first official cat to come on. Super stoked again to have you guys.
I'm number one. I'm the first one.
Yeah, you're the first real interview.
Holy shit.
So
can I get a black or something?
Yeah. So you broke the cherry, buddy. There you go. We're off and running. So you guys, hope you guys enjoyed that. And we'll do it again soon. So stay tuned, and we're out.
Have a good night, guys.